You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Deck Business Loans for up to $250,000. Apply in just minutes. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours. Go to ondeck.com.au today.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Well, it's great to have your company for Dwayne's World. Dwayne's World for On Deck Business Loans. Funding possible the same business day. Chris Anstey, one of our all-time greats, has been good enough to join us to talk some NBL. Tonight in Tassie, Melbourne United, Jack Jumpers. There's a little bit of anger toward Dean Vickerman's comments about the Little Island. Scott Roth got his back up. It's going to be fun tonight. Chris, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, Dwayne. I'm looking forward to it. It certainly will be an interesting game. I mean, I think more so for the basketball than some of the things that were said. I don't think there was much in that. And, you know, we were chatting about it the other day, and you know, Melbourne United have been a powerhouse in this league for a long time, and Tassie, new upstart, a very successful club, but they are a smaller club and they are a smaller town, and you know, Melbourne United are going about their business as they'd like to, and Tassie are going about their business their way. So it's just two different ways of going about it. I don't see anything disrespectful, but they can talk it up, and it's going to be fun.
Scott Roth did get his back up about it, though. He didn't like it, did he? Do you think he'll use it, or do you think the crowd will use it against Melbourne United, or is that just, or will he not use it, Scott Roth? Because he did seem angry.
No, the crowd will, but you know, like Chris Golding said, if you need something to motivate you to play harder in a championship series, the question should really be, why weren't you playing that hard without it? So you'd like to think there's no space to go in there, and you know, it's an interesting one, emotion in sport. Sometimes it's a fantastic thing. Sometimes it works in the exact opposite way, where you get so caught up on something that's not process-driven. So, look, I'm fascinated to watch because human nature can take over at times. But, look, for me, I actually love what Dean Vickerman said, where they just want to go about business. And I would imagine we're going to learn a lot in the first 3 or 4 minutes of this game tonight. And if United find a way to restrict Jack McVay, to restrict Milt Doyle, and get to their bench where I think their advantage lies, you know, Tassie wouldn't want to lose this one tonight. In a three-game series, coming back to Melbourne down two would make it very, very difficult. So really, really, really important game tonight to Tassie.
Well, defence has been big for Melbourne United all season. They've got the best defensive player in the NBL, Shay Ely. So you think that's the way they're going to win it tonight?
Yeah, I do. But I think it's more than that. Isn't it amazing that you've got someone like Matthew Dellavedova on a team? You're talking about his teammate being a great defender. And I think Ariel Hutporti is the same. I think Joe Luella Chul's the same. And look, I just think from they've built their brand on it for a long time. But you know, when you add the scoring power that they do to it, becomes really, really formidable. And for me, United have been a very, very clear favourite all year long. And They spluttered a little bit towards the end of the year, but they were in the championship or into playoff preparation a long time before others were, because they had that top two spot locked up. So I think what we saw last week was as close to a top gear Melbourne United as we get, and you just saw Tassie never look like getting near them. So Tassie are going to have to raise their game quite a lot to compete with United. They very well might, but again, it's for me, United still deserve to be very short-priced favourites in this one.
Yeah, so Dele, his last month, just watching him a little closer, It looks like his body's right, which allows him to switch between being that hard defensive style player, but he also can score quickly on you if you let him do that too.
Yeah, he can. And having said that, you go back 2 years to when Tavi knocked United out in the semi-finals, and one of the ways they were able to do that was to force Matthew Dellavedova to be a scorer and not be the facilitator he is naturally. So as much as Dally can, I still think if you're Melbourne United, you prefer your recognised scorer. You know, Chris Golding had a fantastic game one. Joel Achiuwa started the game great. And again, bench depth for United. I just think if it gets down to it and you need some fresh bodies, Melbourne have the ability to rest their key guys a little bit more with impact coming off the bench more so than Tassie. So look, yeah, Dally can do it. I think Melbourne United would probably prefer, now that it's into the Championship Series, from the pop-up where required, but I don't think they'd see a game where he's their leading scorer.
And Chris Golding goes to the Olympics, doesn't he? Who else goes from the NBL, do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to take him. I mean, you just mentioned him. I mean, I think it's going to be tough to not take Matthew Dellavedova, and he missed out last game, and he's going to be given another shot, and it'll be a unique way to be removed from the team as a veteran player for a major tournament and put back into the next one. But he's probably earned very, very strong consideration, if not a spot, to Paris. So, yeah, perhaps it's those guys. It's great to see Xavier Cooks back in the league. Do we call him an NBL guy? He may very well go. This year of all with the Olympic team is going to be more fascinating than most, because the NBA guys that we've gotten, we've depended on for so long, have not played much basketball over the last 12 months and haven't had the sort of role that they're going to be asked if, you know, within the Olympic team to carry our team. So, look, I do think there needs to be a blend from the NBL. It's what an amazing thing to say for Australian basketball. That, you know, who would have thought 10 years ago we'd be leaving NBA players out of a national team? It's just a fantastic spot we're in.
Great to have you, Chris. Can't wait to watch it tonight either. So we'll have a chat to you next week, if you don't mind. Australian basketball great Chris Anstey joining us for Dwayne's World Live from the Crown Audio Hub. Kick off the season at Crown. Game on.